Melbourne's Crown Casino's been embroiled in scandal as former staff members come forward with startling claims.
We blanked out the centre buttons, so you could only choose the lower option and the highest option. So anything in between, the player was no longer given that option to be able to choose what they wanted to play.
That's audio from a video uploaded online of one of the three former Crown staff turned whistleblowers. The video forms part of the information that's been gathered through the Pokey Leaks campaign launched last year by Andrew Wilkie and Senator Nick Xenophon with the aim of exposing unethical and dodgy practices in the gaming and gambling industries. The interview with the trio formed what's believed to be the first time ever video evidence was tabled in Parliament. Under parliamentary privilege, independent MP Andrew Wilkie elaborated.
The whistleblowers allege illegal machine tampering, including the disabling of lower bet options and the modifying of buttons to allow prohibited autoplay, both of which increase gambler losses. Moreover, there's software manipulation to increase gambler losses even further, in particular on weekends when the number of naive first-time and casual users is obviously much greater.
The Tasmanian MP says the former staff alleged the Victorian regulator knew about much of the alleged misconduct.
I'm horrified to recount that the Victorian Commission for Gaming and Liquor Regulation has allegedly done nothing to stop this shocking criminal misconduct.
Mr. Wilkie went on to say that regrettably the alleged misconduct at Crown is not limited to poker machines, with the casino allegedly aiming to fly under the radar of Australia's anti-money laundering agency AUSTRAC.
The whistleblowers also allege that the casino avoids AUSTRAC scrutiny of individuals involved in transactions over $10,000 by sometimes tolerating and even encouraging the misuse of identity documents. If these allegations are true, then Crown would be facilitating money laundering for any number of nefarious reasons, like tax fraud, drug running, and even terrorism.
The casino apparently also turning a blind eye to drug use and domestic violence on the premises. The MP says he's met the three whistleblowers and confirmed their identity. Mr. Wilkie says he believes many laws may have been broken and the allegations have enough weight to be taken seriously.
It's now up to the federal government and the Victorian state government to take strong and immediate action. Clearly there needs to be some sort of inquiry by the relevant law enforcement and regulatory agencies. And I'm also looking to the Parliament to form some sort of parliamentary inquiry into these allegations.
Federal opposition leader Bill Shorten agrees.
They sound very, very serious allegations. There are gambling regulators in Victoria and no doubt they need to investigate it. They're serious allegations and they do deserve to be investigated.
Crown's issued a statement saying it rejects the allegations made today under parliamentary privilege by Andrew Wilkie concerning the improper manipulation of poker machines and other illegal or improper conduct at Crown Casino in Melbourne. Crown is calling on Mr. Wilkie to immediately provide to the relevant authorities all information relating to the alleged matters.